Now we have the gospel, which is the visitation, which is found in Luke 1, 39 to 44. This is for us this week the mysterion. This is the mystery. This act, you see, and the liturgy gives it to us to have it enter us and have us enter it. It's the visit of Mary to Elizabeth. And we don't have her song. We end before that. We do have the text, you see. And the text mediates the mystery. Now, one of the great masters of leading us in this is St. Ignatius. Remember his whole idea of meditating on various events in the life of Christ? It's to have those realities. If you remember what Dom Marmion said, they have a power. And those realities enter us and they change us. And that's the heart of liturgy. And that's why, as it says in Verbum Domini, that the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the preached word is analogous. It's like the presence in the Eucharist itself. So all of this that we're doing before we start the canon of the Mass is to enter into the mysterion, you see? So let's go slowly and try to let the Holy Spirit ask Our Lady, as Pope John Paul II recommended, get Our Lady to walk with us, think with us, enter with us into this reality, the mystery. This mystery is the visitation, the coming of Mary to Elizabeth. You can start with the simple human fact. Mary is about 16, probably. And she's pregnant. And she's been pregnant now for some months. It says in the text, I think in the third month she left. It's the third, at least the third month for Elizabeth too. It's the sixth month actually. Now she knows, as far as her human mind can be born to that place, that she's carrying in her body God. How is that possible? This is why there are remarks, even that Luke writes here, you see, that she's the Ark of the Covenant, because she's carrying the Torah, the whole Torah, the whole Dabar Adonai. She's carrying it. And it's a him. It's a he. It's a someone. And so, but that doesn't remove her from the whole realm of kindness, reverence for her elder relative, wanting to help her. So she goes down and she waits there 3 months. Remember, the angel told Our Lady, it's six. Your relative is in her sixth month. So when Mary goes down, she's going to stay until the child is born. So there's reverence for her elder. There's reverence for the mystery that the angel announced, that this woman, well beyond the age of conceiving, has conceived the child. And she's going down on one simple level to be a good younger relative, to help her out of love and affection. It's not going to be easy for an older woman to carry this child to term and to give birth. And so Mary is there to do the cooking and the cleaning, you know. And this is what it means to meditate. What did she go for? To do, first of all, the simple human things that make life easier for her cousin. So she did the dishes. She cooked the meals. She took care of Zechariah's laundry. She helped. You see, a woman who's already 6 months pregnant and elderly. So she's caring for her. Now you see, that is the reality. And it's endearing, and it's true, and it's important. And there are many lessons there already for us about taking care of one another, having humanity enough to know how to care for each other. And we don't. Once in a while, you hear about somebody having the greatest neighbor. She gets sick, and the neighbor brings over the food for the family. Once in a while, you hear about this human reality, which is generated from the heart of Christ. And so she goes, you see. So the text says, getting up in those days, you see, she went to the hill country in haste. Isn't that interesting? Merespudis. Merespudia. With haste, with alacrity, with enthusiasm, with... She's pregnant herself, but she's young. So she goes with haste. Does she walk the whole way? Could she borrow her father's donkey? We don't know. But try now to pray and enter into the heart of Mary, who still, you know, pondering what's happened to her and trying every day to enter more profoundly into who she's carrying in her body. And think what that should mean for us right after Holy Communion. Why don't we do that? You see, who are we carrying in our body? You see? So far, you see, we're meditating and we're drawing simple, practical conclusions. But we're begging the Holy Spirit to bring us deeper into this so that we can see with our spirit what's going on and have it take away our breath. Then we're entering into the mystery, you see? So she went with haste into the hill country of Judea. If you've been there, you know where that is. Where the tradition, Ein Kerem, means the well of the vineyard. It's north, east of Jerusalem. You can walk it. I used to walk it quite often from Jerusalem. And that's where the Sisters of Sion have one of their houses. It's the Contemplative Sisters live there. A very dear friend of mine, she might still be the superior there, for all I know, at this spot, Ein Kerem. So, which is the traditional spot where the house of Zechariah was. So she entered the house of Zechariah, and she greeted Elizabeth. Now, greeted for us would be, hello, I'm here, hi. But in that culture, it means she went up and embraced her and said, you see, I'm here, shalom. Shalom lecha. You see, I'm here, shalom lecha. You see, and when Elizabeth heard this greeting, the infant leapt in her womb. Well, that's not totally miraculous, but the timing is. And Elizabeth is enlightened as to what the significance of it is. You see, the infant leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth, Luke is careful to tell us, filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, if we're trying to meditate, you ought to stop and say, Lord, please give me your Holy Spirit. I've read this thing. I say it every third day on the rosary, but I want to enter into the mysterion. I want to see the reality that's going on and how it is in me, part of my life, you see, because it's part of the church. Filled with the Holy Spirit. See how the Holy Spirit is so present in these very human events, you see. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Beautiful. Oh, can you imagine? The text says here, Ta anifonisen kragimen eblogimeni. Blessed, Si en ginaxin ki evlogimenos o karpos tis kilia su, the fruit of your kilia, the fruit of your body, is evlogimenos. Evlogimenos, the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Not just blessed a little bit, he is blessing. You see? But how does this happen, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Now, who could have let her know that? Only the Holy Spirit. I'm happy that you're pregnant, dear. No. The mother of my Lord. And echoing in the back of that is David's, how does this happen to me, that the Ark of the Lord's Covenant should come to me? In the book of Samuel. It echoes here. And so, you see, when the writers are writing, you've got to stay alert. And that's why the more you know the Bible, the deeper you go. It's not just Elizabeth saying, how did this happen? But the mother, it is saying, she's echoing David's words, because Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. She's bearing the Torah. And so, you see, how should it happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. That's a sign. Then she concludes, blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Would you like to hear that blessing? Would you like to have somebody say, maybe one of the angels when you get to heaven, blessed are you, you believed. Well, then we got to start believing. We have to think. We have to withdraw our senses from always being out with the latest TV or the latest restaurant or the latest something. We have to be concentrated, centered, so that we can hear what the Lord is speaking and yield to it. And that's why this is the first beatitude. This is the very first beatitude, you see? Makaria ipistevsasa. Literally, blessed the believing one. You see? That there would be a teleosis to the things spoken to her by the Lord, not just by the angel. The Lord told him these things. So now if we step back, try to close our eyes, and then read this text slowly and keep your eyes open to read, of course, and then close. Mary set out in haste to a town of Judah, 3-day walk. And when she entered the house of Zechariah, she greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. To penetrate that, only the Holy Spirit has to open our spirit, because the fruit of Mary's womb is God incarnate, not just a lovely man, but God incarnate. Only the Holy Spirit can take our spirit there. But that's why we pray, why we fast, why we read the text over and over again, to penetrate. Otherwise, it's always the same. Mary went, she was nice to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth said all these things, and no. This is the old covenant, you see, being greeted by the new covenant. And the old covenant in John, the last and greatest of the prophets, leaps for joy. God is among us. That's what we do on this Sunday just before Christmas. We rejoice. God is among us, and he's preparing to come among us in the liturgy in a way beyond anything we can imagine. Amen.